time to check on the commodity markets. We bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, as we look at the board here today, it looks like things are backing up on the grain side, especially the soybeans in the early going.
Yeah, they sure are. We're opened lower here this morning, or have traded lower here this morning. There was a jobs report out this morning, and that was negative to some of the macro markets, and especially the dollar's falling off real hard, which should help our grains, but doesn't seem to be doing that this morning. Let's just take a look at things here first. December corn is at 385.5. That's down 3.25. March corn is 395.75, down 4. The November beans are 869.5, down 7.75. And January beans are 873.5, down 7.25. The December wheat is 517. That's down 1.25. If we go to the livestock, kind of a so-so day there, mixed day. We've got the live cattle, 122.02, that's up 62. The feeder cattle for October are 177.75, that's up 35. And the lean hogs are 73.60, that's up 97. On the outside markets, as I said, the dollar is weaker this morning. Right now, it's off about 800 points. The NASDAQ is down about 64. The Dow Jones is down about 250 points, and the energies right now are down about, crude oil is down about 44.30 is where the December is trading at. That was probably the big news here today. We also did have a Stats Canada report where the Canadian government gives us their production numbers, and there we saw that the soybeans, canola, and wheat, all three were above expectations and above what we had last month on the production there. FC Stone came out with their estimates on yields yesterday afternoon late. They increased their corn yield up to 167, and the bean yield went from 45.4 last month up to 46.9 this month. So that's in anticipation of the crop report out next week, and Informa is out here later this morning about 10:30. So technical-wise, I think we're going to go down and test this 860, 865 on the November beans. We're almost there. We probably will see some buying come in there, so that support is going to get tested anyhow, let's put it that way. On the corn, I think we have we tried the 395 area and have sold off 380. Probably looks like it's going to get tested there. So that's pretty much covers it here, Brian.
All right, Bill. Well, thank you very much for that report. We appreciate you joining us. Have yourself a great weekend.
Yep, you too.
That's Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign with a look at the commodity market.